Blog Talk Radio.
IMTM Worldwide Radio. We are on the air on the 6th of April. It's almost May and it's almost June. Just that quick, right? 646-652-4479 is the number. Tonight is a great show I have planned. It's been a while since I've had an artist on the show. It was last year, I think. We had a producer, Chris Pritham, of Illit Records. That was a while ago. So it was time, right? So tonight we have a young lady that is out of the city of Houston, Texas. She has music on the major music websites such as iTunes and Tidal. I know you've heard of them before. And she's working hard to establish herself as an artist. She also acts, and she travels across the country very often to practice her craft. Her life is exciting, and now you will get to learn a little bit about her, her music, and what she is planning for the future. So tune in, listen in, call in. Let's go ahead and have our guests add to the show. Good evening, my guest, the beautiful Key. Are you there?
Good evening. How are you?
I am doing fine. And the rest of my audience agrees. How you doing tonight? I knew you weren't ready for
I'm
that.
I'm doing wonderful.
Good, good, good. All right. So first and foremost, I always try to get my customers. I'm at Coca-Cola 20 years ago. I give my guests an opportunity to find out about who my guest is. So go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience.
Hi, I'm the beautiful Key. I'm a writer, a songwriter of plays, poems, movies, and scripts. I also sing and I act and I model. So I am happy to be on this show. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. So, see, there's a few things there I forgot that you actually put yourself out there as. So before I even get to all that, where are you from originally?
I am from Houston, Texas, originally.
Okay, so you are.
I've been born and raised, yes.
Born and raised, okay. So are you, let me ask you this. Are you a sports fan there?
I watch sports. I used to dance for the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders and dance for the Houston Rockets halftime show. So I'm more on that side. But I'll go and watch a game. I enjoy it. But as far as watching it on TV, I'm not that big into it.
Even if the Rockets make it to the playoffs, I'm just saying, you should be there. Come on now.
I will definitely
help
be
them
there.
Out.
I will definitely
They need
be
all
there.
The fan support.
I help
they need
them
all
out.
The fan support. Exactly.
Indeed.
All right. Cool. So. All right. So first and foremost, and thanks for everybody who's listening right now. I know I invited a lot of people on different social platforms, but I really wanted to target artists because it's not the easiest thing to be in the music industry these days. So my first question to you is, why music?
Why music? Well, since I was younger, I've always been in talent shows, dance competitions, theater, and drama. And throughout my growing experience, I'm a graduate from Sam Houston State University of Criminal Justice. I wanted something more practical, something that I can always fall back on. But music has always stayed a passion of mine. I've always wrote music and always involved some type of dealings that I had with music, even being a graduate. So I think that's important to always have a passion. It can't be about money or be about a get-rich-quick scheme. It has to be a true passion of yours.
That's a good point, because one thing that I've always mentioned for years now is that you have to be prepared to try to finish what you start, and you definitely can't do that if you think it's a hobby, if you think it's just a game and all that kind of good stuff. So you have to take it more serious than everybody else, because at the moment where someone takes it more serious than you, you're in trouble. You're technically already out of the game, per se.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you might have kind of touched on it a little bit, but how long exactly have you been an artist in the industry?
Well, I have been writing and been involved in music and writing for other artists for over 10 years, but it's actually starting and developing as a solo established artist myself. It's only been maybe 2 to 3 years.
Okay. So since you are a writer in regard to that, and I know you have a high end passion on that, because to write for 10 years is a long time. Have you managed to get some of your writings in front of, you know, enough people to where some of your writings are out there, per se?
Yes, I've written for producers, for say producers for many beats that are sold to artists that are on Atlantic Records and Universal Music Group, things of that sort. So yes, but I'm looking forward to expanding more and getting more exposure as far as that particular subject, for sure.
Okay, and there's nothing wrong with being a little bit selfish. At a certain point, you have to find out if you can do it too, right?
Right.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this question. Because since you are looking at establishing yourself as an artist, if you have somebody that bumped their head yesterday and said they wanted to do the exact same thing, what just small initial advice would you have for someone who's starting off, especially let's say if they're young?
Oh, most definitely. Be yourself. Stay true to yourself. Don't try to follow into any trend that's going on, because if you try to be anyone else besides yourself, that's suicide. That's most important. Be yourself and always keep your eyes on the prize. It won't happen overnight, so if you stop, nothing will progress. You always have to keep going, and something will happen, whether you fail and you learn from it or you move forward and you progress on a higher level. Something has to happen if you're moving, but nothing will happen if you're idle.
And a word I like to use is stagnant. And I always tell people, at the end of the day, life happens. I mean, think about all the true Hollywood stories and behind the musics we've ever watched on TV. And it's always confusing to me. And it's like, why do you think your situation is so much better than these famous people who've had rough times, like serious things happen to them, and you don't think a little bit is supposed to happen to you? It's confusing to me. And again, it's like things are going to happen, but it doesn't mean that you have to just stop. You might slow down. You might slow down at a snail's pace, but as long as you're still, like you said, you're writing that next lyric. It might not even be a whole stanza, but it just might be a lyric, you know, it might be a word, you know, that's still progress.
Absolutely.
You know, you might only get to record half a song every other month, but it's still progress.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's people out there who take years to do an album, right?
Absolutely.
And then there's some people who, you know, it just depends on who you are and the circumstances, but you can never let the circumstances beat you down, especially if you feel that you have talent. Now, again, there's a lot of people who just don't feel that way about themselves, and that's why they don't ever do anything. So that's a great point. I'm glad you mentioned it, and that's why I asked the question. So let me ask you this. What about being an artist excites you the most?
Oh, being able to express myself creatively. I love to create, whether it's writing a story or writing a song or a poem or even designing clothes. I design clothes as well. I enjoy looking and using my finished product for entertainment. And, of course, the joy of that is sharing it with other people that, you know, enjoy the same things as you. So I would say that would be most exciting.
Okay. No, I have to pause for a second because every now and again, there's that time where, you know, when you have computer systems and electronic gadgets and things of that nature, sometimes that blue screen just pops out of nowhere with the sad face.
Oh.
And that's what's looking at me right now. So right now, we are still on the air, but everything about my show is gone right now. So right now, I'm going to freestyle a little bit. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. We're going to see if we can keep it going because, you know, the last time this happened, had a little bit of a disaster because I had a – let's just say it was a disaster, okay. So in the meantime, what I'll do is because actually before the show ends, I definitely want to play one of your tracks as well. So just to let the audience know that. And also, as I wait for my system to completely reboot from nothing – if you want to call into the show, 646-652-4479 is the number. Hopefully everybody is still listening. Don't go anywhere because we're still live. That was the first thing I wanted to see, if you were still there. Because if you're still there, I'm still there. Maybe the show is still going. But call in 646-652-4479 if you'd like to ask the beautiful Kia a question about music. She writes, she acts, and she models. And then she threw in there, she's talking about designing clothes and everything. Actually, I ask you this freestyle question. How do you bide your time in regards to scheduling all of these particular items? Because, again, it's, you know, you're doing all these things, so you're past a quadruple threat, right? I don't know if there's a word for seven, right? So how do you do that as far as your schedule goes?
That is an awesome question. That's another very important thing, time management, because being young and having passions, you have to be able to focus on one thing at a time, and that's something that I work on, finishing each project at a time, because I'll have scattered energies everywhere because I do so much. So I definitely prioritize, keep everything in order by my planner, making sure everything that goes together. So if I design something, it's for a photo shoot or a video shoot that goes with this project for this particular thing. Everything goes together so it won't be so everywhere. At least that's what helps me a lot.
Why do you think people underestimate the importance of writing things down? Because lots of times when I, especially when I talk to talent in regards to doing that, they, you know, kind of give me the ho-hum, no big deal type of a deal. But it's if you're late to the audition, then what? So why do you think a lot of people kind of just take it for granted that, you know, putting it on paper, writing it down, whether it be a goal, whether it be a schedule, things of that nature, why do you think so many people kind of just are lackluster about that?
I mean, I can't really speak for everyone, but I think part of the reason could be it might make you feel a little slow that you can't remember something. I mean, but it's perfectly normal to forget. I mean, you could forget a bunch of stuff every day. It's important to have it written down or have it typed in your phone somewhere where you can look at it, somewhere where you can remember it, go back to it, and double-check to make sure. That way it's on your brain at the moment and when you need it to be. So I think that's very important. But, you know, it may make someone feel, you know, a little handicapped. I'm not sure. But it's
I don't think I've ever heard that before. And I guess it could be valid. But the thing I always point to, though, is we have iPhones and Galaxy Notes now. And touch screens and iPads and Microsoft this and everything. So it's like, okay, well, if you don't want to be regulated to a piece of paper and a pencil, cool. But you have tablets and stuff that you can write in and you can save stuff.
Absolutely.
And it pops up in your email and everything. And it's like, so why can't you do at least that? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been, like I said, I've been baffled on that. And thank you, first and foremost, for being patient as my computer is still, you know, trying to do what it's supposed to do. And I'm so happy now that I thought about it because I was going to do just a 30-minute show and dedicate a whole 30 minutes to you. But then I thought about it. I was like, but what if something goes wrong? So I went on and did a 60-minute show just in case. And so now it's bearing out to where now I'll have the extra time to make up as I get everything back up and running again. So that's cool. So in the meantime, let's try to stall one more time.
You recently traveled out of state for an acting opportunity. Could you tell the audience about
yes,
that?
Yes, absolutely. It was for a movie role for Marie Laveau. She was the Voodoo Queen of Louisiana in the 1800s. Birthday is September the 10th, and my birthday is September the 12th, so we're both Virgos. So that's odd enough. But she was very feared and respected. So I know all about the Virgo woman. But it was awesome. I went to New Orleans to do the audition. It was really, really awesome to experience that and to actually learn about her and to see how much you have in common with someone from two centuries ago, it's really insane.
So you actually did research on the part before actually going to the audition then?
Absolutely. I like to do my research. I'm a criminal justice major. I'm a graduate.
Okay.
I like to do my research. I like to be aware, and I like to know what I'm talking about before I walk in a place. And if I don't know, then you're not going to catch me a second time that I don't know it, because I'm going to do my research after that if I don't. So,
that is a great point.
Sure.
And the reason I had to bring that up is because so many people, again, take it for granted that preparation is not really that big of a deal. And, again, when you're talking about trying to land a role or land a part or get a performance opportunity, the more preparation that you can put in to actually look the part goes a long way, because when the people who are trying to pay you money are looking for people, they want to see, oh, that's her, that's him, right? And you can't do
absolutely
that if you just roll up and do, you know, be looking like you're about to go to Magic City in Atlanta, you know, on a Friday night. It's not gonna work in your favor too well. So that's why I wanted to at least bring that up to say, you know, it's something that it doesn't take a lot of time at the end of the day to do a little bit of Google, you know, it doesn't take a lot. And then it's a matter
absolutely
of, like, I believe in your case, I saw some pictures. It looked like you looked like the person from the pictures from 200 years ago. And I was like, oh, wow,
yes,
that's her.
Thank you.
You know, so
thank
I was like,
you.
Well, you should have a great opportunity to get it. And even if you don't, hopefully they'll say, okay, well, she put some work into this. Maybe we should book her for this or that or this or that. It's just a matter of opportunity.
Absolutely.
To get in front of people who matter. So that's a great great little story right there. I just wanted to bring it up to the audience, because you never know. You just never know, and you have to put yourself out there sometimes, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. So it looks like, and I'm about to find out right now, it looks like we are still on the air, and we are still recording. Great. that is excellent. So let's go to my next question. Okay, great question. Explain your process putting a song together.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I listen to the beat a few times just to get the feel of the music, what mood it puts me in, what melodies come to my head, and I just start humming, and then the words begin to flow. But it really depends, because some songs take hours, some songs take minutes
mm-hmm.
for me to make, some songs even take days or weeks, depending on various circumstances. It could be the subject, or just because I want a certain idea for the song, or most of the songs, it could just be flowing and everything that was on my mind, I said it in that song. But I might not want every song to be that way. So it definitely
mm-hmm.
depends. But definitely listening to it, figuring out the melody, and then the words come.
Okay. I know back in the day when I used to have a studio, I used to help run a studio, I should say, but I was part of it. I used to, you know, create my own music and things of that nature. And like, one of the hardest things was the coming up with a chorus, you know, coming up with, okay, well, what's going to be in between all of this? Because all this other stuff sounds great, but what about tying it together? And that was always the hardest part for me in putting just the music together. So I can't even imagine putting the lyrics together, the stuff. So I definitely applaud
Absolutely.
You that you're able to do both sides of it because, you know, again, everybody is
Thank
not
you.
That creative to be able to do that. You know, it takes a lot. And like you said, it could take months to put an actual real song together sometimes as far as just getting it on paper. So bear with me. I'm having a little bit of trouble, but I'm almost finished fixing it. And there we go. So next question. And thank you again for taking the time and being patient
Absolutely.
With all my little happenings here. So that's your process of putting a song together. Is it
mm-hmm.
easier to write a song for yourself or for someone else?
I mean, it's definitely easier. It's always going to be easier to write a song for yourself. Who knows you better than you know yourself? I know my style. I know what I like, plus my experiences are always expressed through my lyrics and my imagination. So with another artist, you have to make sure that the song best represents them in the best light. You have mm-hmm. to make sure it represents their sound and something that they're comfortable with, something that represents their brand, per se. So it really takes you getting to know the artist and doing your research on the other artists a little more versus you already knowing about yourself.
Okay. How often up till now have you had a chance to, and I know you're kind of just now burgeoning into, you know, solo artists and whatnot, but have you been able to perform on stage with any of your music at, up to this point?
I have performed on stage with music shows and theater for several years. I've had more experience behind the scenes than on set, per se.
Behind the scenes, like how?
Behind the scenes, like prepping for other artists or writing for other artists or getting the shows for other artists or party planning or booking, doing things of that sort. So for me performing on stage, I've had definitely several years as far as music and theater as well.
Oh, okay. What would be your dream tour when you get to that point of music is finished, it's recorded,
mm-hmm.
radio? What's your dream tour?
Honestly, having all my fans, all the theatricals, of course, my dream tour would be big theatrical musical storytelling experience for my fans to get to know me on a more personal level through entertainment and great music. I love theater. I love all of that. So all of that, I would love for that to be incorporated. I love for good dances to be incorporated, and as well as me really just talking to my audience and my fans and them really getting to know me through my music. That
okay,
would definitely be a dream tour.
The music is going to be the lead. So with that being said, these other talents that you have, describe a little bit about with your theater background, of course, with your acting and things of that nature, and some of the other things that you said that you have the capabilities of doing. You mentioned some of them at the very beginning of the show, but reiterate some of those. Besides the music, what other things that you're able to do?
Sure. Well, I've modeled. I've been in beauty pageants ever since I was 2 years old. I've been a cheerleader for over 10 years and in dance competitions. So I was always pretty active. And I've always wrote plays in drama. Anytime I had a drama school or a drama summer school or drama during school, I wrote plays and acted in the plays with my drama director, even being at a young age. I've written TV sitcoms. I've designed clothes. I designed a lot of bustiers that I wear for my in my music videos, in my photo
mm-hmm.
shoots. That's a main thing of mine, bustiers. I've been in music videos with other artists as far as Paul Wall, Young Jeezy, Lil Boosie, Fetty Wap shot his My Way video. So I've definitely been around a lot of different areas in the entertainment, definitely acting in commercials, writing jingles, things of that sort. So I have a pretty broad
I was going to say, it's almost overwhelming. Like I said, but hey, guess what? You got the schedule. You're making it happen. With your modeling and the act, what is important for people to get from you? Because, you know, with modeling and acting, it's a matter of either people are hearing you or they're seeing you as an individual or you're playing a part. So what do you think is important for yourself for people to perceive from you? Because, you know, it's all about perception when you're acting and modeling.
Absolutely. My authenticity, my individuality, my drive, my spirit, and my passion, and most importantly, being known as a good person. I definitely want that to people to get that, that I'm very driven. I'm proud to be myself. I'm an individual. I don't want to be anyone else. My spirit is beautiful. I have a very bright and positive spirit, and I have a passion that will burn a hole in your heart. So I definitely want people to get that from me.
Well, that's really nice to hear because, again, in how things, you know, are today, a lot of people have, like, pushed that whole being a good person thing to the side and being real focused about, you know, just the fact of just trying to be in something. And, you
Absolutely.
Know, the you know, by any means necessary kind of attitude, and that's
Absolutely. It's
not the best look sometimes. And we know, you know, like I said, we can hear it on the radio, we can see it on TV, we can see it in films, how that really translates out. And even in interviews on your major networks and things of that nature, we've seen many examples over the last just few months, right? So I'm glad you
Absolutely.
Brought that up in regards to just your overall attitude and just how you are. You want people to see that, hey, behind all this, I'm still me, and I'm a good person. I'm cool. You know, I'm happy. You know, so I'm glad
Absolutely.
You mentioned that because, again, a lot of people sometimes they lose themselves in these, you know, things that they're doing, and they never come back, you know, sometimes. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Question, what would
mm-hmm.
be a project that you would well, here it is, by any means necessary, love to appear on? Whether it be television or film?
That's a very, 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 very great question. Mentioned before, I'm a criminal justice major. I also volunteer at the human trafficking courts in Houston, just volunteering. So I'm really big on women's rights, and
mm-hmm.
I'm a part of things like Mission Save Her, things to help stop human trafficking, things of that sort. I'm a chairwoman of Ed Group. Ed Group stands for Empowering Great Girls Group, and that's basically to empower young girls through self-esteem, through life and their goals and dreams to be a better person and to continue on to their passions and what they love to do. Teach them to love themselves and things of that sort. So I always love like things like CSI or Law and Order or any movie or any film, a project with a message, I would say, or anything inspirational, I definitely would love to be a part of.
Nice. And I'm going to piggyback off of your earlier comment in regards to women's rights and wanting to make sure that people are aware of that movement. There was a movie that I watched today. It's a black and white movie, and it's called My Dear Miss Aldrich. You gotta watch it.
Okay.
Because it's in 1937, and one of the lead characters, her whole spiel was that she paid a whole lot of attention to women's rights. She's a school teacher, right? And her uncle died, and she ended up inheriting his newspaper. And the manager of the newspaper was basically a sexist pig in 1937. You know it now because you know how things are now. But just the stuff that he was saying, it was really put offish. And it's a cool movie. It had a happy ending and everything. It is really silly. It's actually hilarious. I loved watching it. I like watching black and white movies, but that's just me. But definitely check it out. Miss Aldrich. It was on Turner Classics today. Definitely check that out. That's a reference movie way back when, before, you know, you had any real movements happening back there, back in the day. So check that out. I just had to mention that because you mentioned it. So.
Okay.
That being said, what we're going to do is we're going to take our first break of the evening. And again, we have the lovely, the beautiful Key from Houston, Texas. She sings, she dances, she acts, she makes clothes. She does just almost everything, everybody. So definitely stay tuned for the rest of her interview. We are not finished yet. If you want to call in, if you're a fan of hers or you're a new fan because you're liking what you hear so far, definitely call in 646-652-4479. And also, don't forget, I will be playing one of her songs before the end of the show. So until then, I'll be right back. You'll be able to stay with us, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, cool. All right, well, we'll be right back. 646-652-4479. One more time is the number. You know what? I forgot to open up the chat room, so I'll do that too. But in the meantime, I'll play a little quick song, and we'll be right back. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio.
Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. We are back live with my special guest from Houston, Texas, the beautiful Key. But before we get started again, just wanted to throw a little show notes out there. First of all, thanks for everyone who's listened so far. But now I do have the chat room open. Sometimes I forget. I'm sorry, this time I completely forgot. So if you're online but you're a little bit shy, you want to participate, you can definitely type in a note or two in the chat room. I'll be sure to shout out your comment. As long as it's clean, this is a family show. 646-652-4479 is the number. Ladies, there are times where I know that you have to get ready for an event, and one of the things that you hate fooling around with are your eyebrows. I know there's times where maybe every other week or twice a month you're getting your eyebrows done, where there is a new surface that would allow you to get your eyebrows done one time and you don't have to worry about it for 12 months later. What you need to do is to go to Instagram, and you need to go to my friend Glamour Face by Mercy and get your appointment set up right now for the whatever that next event is, or you just don't want to worry about your eyebrows anymore. That's what you need to do. So on Instagram, go to Glamour Face, okay, and then you can email her, MJ, to get your appointment set up by emailing glamourfacebymercy, and that's M-E-R-C-I, at gmail.com. Make sure you let her know that Chris from IMTN Worldwide Radio sent you. You definitely appreciate the service. She does a great job. She's very thorough. She's very nice. You got to do it. Also, of course, a few weeks ago, I was able to go to the premiere of Selfless, a movie directed by Lorenzo Yearby in Atlanta. I was the casting director along with MJ, actually. And that movie actually is about to come out. Actually, what time is it? It's actually out now for everybody to see. So what you're going to do is visit my website, www.imtnworldwide.com. As soon as I get the link, I will post it and blast it out on my social media networks. Definitely visit my site as well if you are a person trying to get something going in the industry, modeling, acting, music, and you're starting from scratch and you have no direction or guidance to get started, or none of the things that you need to obviously push yourself. You need to take a look and see what I have to offer. Again, that website is www.imtnworldwide.com. I do the same thing on the business side of things at innovativeenterprises.com. Visit that site if you're trying to start your own business from scratch and you need help, whether it be business plan, conceptualizing the actual name of your business, all that kind of good stuff. That's what you want to do. So let's get back to our great interview with Ms. The Beautiful Key out of Houston. You're still there with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, awesome. So what I want to do now is let you, and here it is, hopefully everything is working from earlier, but I want you to introduce your song True Colors, kind of give everybody a little bit of information about the song, what was the theme of the song, things of that nature, and then I'm going to play it for everybody.
Yes, then the song is called True Colors. It's basically about problems and issues that you go through in a relationship. Very personal song that you can just pretty much listen to and relate to, because everyone's been in that experience where they really want something to work out, but at the end of the day, the other person's true colors show. And it's no hiding, true colors. So, that's definitely what the song is about. It's definitely meant for therapeutic and expressing myself, songwriting about that experience that everyone can pretty much relate to. So I hope you all enjoy.
All right, there you have it. So let's play the song True Colors by The Beautiful Key.
Disconnected conversations, I am turning into disrespecting. Much of misconception, can't understand it. Everything is always good in the beginning, but let's keep the good times.
There will be ending.
Reconstructed all over again because it's whenever I record or think of music, I keep in mind great songwriters like Michael Jackson and Mariah Carey and how they use their voices as instruments basically throughout the song.
Mm-hmm.
So with ad-libs, that's very important to basically bring something different that'll add to it. Because a lot of people don't really listen to the ad-libs, but you'll start to listen back to a song. You're like, yeah, that's why that part right there is so catchy or or this or that. Ad-libs are very important. So each portion takes its own time, each section of a song. It definitely takes time
Yeah. I just had to bring that
time.
Up because, again, the reason I'm doing this show is for, you know, burgeoning artists, new artists, current artists, even just to kind of let people know that, you know, you're going to be real. You got to work hard. And this is not easy to do. So I could say I noticed it. So I'm sure, you know, I'm not going to be the only one, but I just wanted to make sure that people knew that I noticed. Okay. So that being said, great work on the song. And actually, I guess I'll jump ahead. One question. Can people actually get that song right now? Can they download it at this moment?
Yes. You can stream it on SoundCloud at The Beautiful Key. You can also purchase the song on iTunes, on Apple Music, on Tidal, on Amazon, Spotify,
oh, nice.
On all the digital stores available, you can purchase the song. And I should definitely have more singles towards this fall for you all.
Uh-oh, there you go. Okay. So that being said, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years with your career overall?
I definitely see myself progressing as a better person, first and foremost, being more spiritual and more positive, as well as a better businesswoman. I definitely see more projects being created and executed to the world on a more broader level and
mm-hmm.
A greater influence I would hope to have as well in a positive way.
Nice. And I asked a question in regards to modeling and acting, but how would you want to be remembered as an artist?
Well, as an artist, as a person, I just want to be remembered as a creative, passionate person with a huge heart. As an artist, I always want to be remembered as creative, passionate, and original.
Very straightforward, right? I did ask that question. I know I jumped ahead. All right, so let me ask you this, a couple more questions.
Yeah.
And again, thank you for taking the time of coming on to the show today. And again, I appreciate you definitely holding on as my whole system crashed on me and as
my
I stalled to get everything back up. So I definitely appreciate that. Where are
Absolutely.
You on social media currently?
Oh, yes. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, SoundCloud. Everything is The Beautiful Key, DABEAUTIFULKEY, The Beautiful Key. You can Google it, all my social media, any of my websites will pop up when you Google my name.
Excellent. That means you are truly on the World Wide Web and all over the place. That's great. Any final thoughts or shout outs that you would like to give, but definitely any final thoughts that you would have again for the audience, anybody who's trying to get into the industry overall, any other parting words, and then if you have any shout outs, of course feel free to throw some out.
Sure. My project is called Follow Your Heart. It's being created at the moment, but several singles will be coming your way towards this fall, and the project should be released in your stores everywhere next year. I just want to thank everyone for supporting me, and I really can't wait to share more projects with my fans and for more people to really get to know me and to gain new fans as well.
Nice. Any shout-outs?
Shout out to all my fans, my family, my makeup artist and my friend Brenda, definitely my engineer, Christopher, definitely my best friend, Darian. I love everyone.
Excellent. Well, I'm excited for you. I'm glad to have been able to have you on the show. Again, I tried to give people an opportunity to put themselves out there in the format of fandom, you know, because at the end of the day, you have to have fans somewhere, right? And people have to, if they don't know you, they need to find out about you. So I try to kill two birds with one stone. When I initially created the show, I strictly had it just for people who I was working with, and then I continually opened it up over a period of time. So I'm glad to had you on the show again to interview you, find out more about you, let people know all the aspects of the industries that you actually touch. Because again, at the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with being busy, as long as you can schedule it, right?
And absolutely.
Hopefully when that next single comes out, we'll have you on the show again so we can play that for you too, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. You take care till next time.
You as well.
Thank you very, very much. I had to hesitate there. I didn't know if I had lost my show again. Thank you for the beautiful Key from Houston, Texas, representing H-Town. She's born and raised there, but also being as far as being a songstress, she's actually an actress as well. She's a dancer. She's trained in so many different aspects, and she's a college girl, so you can't help but like the fact that she's educated. She works really hard, and with all those things that she says that she does, she manages to keep it all together. So, again, it's possible to be as busy as she is and still keep, you know, a level head. A lot of people, you know, sometimes hesitate on really wanting to push just because of how much work it will be involved, but you can't be afraid of that, and she proves it. And hopefully everyone got a chance to listen to her song, True Colors, that I played a little bit earlier. So, again, be sure to Google her. Again, all the social media platforms. She is on The Beautiful Key, D-A Beautiful Key, K-E-Y. Check her out. Probably will soon see an article about her on my website, www.imtmworldwide.com. Of course, if you're following me already on Instagram, I'm at imtm1. Facebook is Innovative Model and Talent Management. I think I'm on Snapchat, but I don't really give up the Snapchat right now. But definitely check me out those two places, and you'll see more of her even on those social media platforms just for IMTM. Again, thank you so much for listening tonight. I'm actually going to go ahead and call it a night so I can figure out what happened earlier when my whole computer just blew up on me. That was not cool. Look out for the next show within a week from now. I plan to have another guest on, another special guest. I won't tell you who it is just yet because it's special. Again, make sure you visit my website one more time, www.imtmworldwide.com. If you need anything business related, you can email me, chris@imtmworldwide.com. Oh, look out for a special promotional video that's going to be coming out for the company. That's going to be coming within a week or so. It's going to be really cool. I'm excited about it. And also some other projects upcoming. So just check out the site. If you're listening, it's blogtalk.com/IMTM Worldwide Radio. Listen to other previous episodes. I do have shows in regards to the movie Selfless, where I interview some of the stars from the film. So definitely check that out, as well as other special guests. So I'm going to go ahead and get out of here for the night. I appreciate everyone who's able to listen. Definitely, if you're listening on the recorded version, definitely pass it around. Let people know about the show. My listeners are increasing, and I do have listeners from all over the world, Japan and Australia and all kinds of different places. But, of course, in the States, I want to continue to grow my listenership. So I definitely appreciate anything all y'all can do on that. Will be very helpful. Again, this is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care till next time. Go Hawks!
Feeling like we disconnected. Conversations I am turning into disrespecting. Much of misconception came up offended. Everything is always good in the beginning. But let's keep the good times. It will be ending. If you don't get it together, we won't be going back and forth forever. No. And the wind alive will wipe my tears out. I know it was a mistake. You want it right. Oh, 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 oh about me. You say you love me.